It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. FirstCommand.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union invites you to enter for a chance to win tickets to Tom Dreesen, an evening of laughter and memories of Sinatra at North Central College on April 12th, and help a great cause at the same time. Simply purchase $1 raffle tickets at a DuPage Credit Union branch office through March 31st to enter. Proceeds benefit the 100 Club of DuPage County, which assists families of law enforcement and firefighting personnel killed or injured while living or working in DuPage County. Visit DuPageCU.com or call 1-800-323-2611 for contest rules and details. This institution is not federally insured. Visit DuPageCU.com today. Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and now in Oakbrook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And you can give them a call to sign up for a new lesson, 630-355-6240. Pope Family Dental, located in downtown Naperville, veteran-owned and veteran-friendly. Call 630-961-5851 to book your next dental visit. That's PopeFamilyDental.com. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville steakhouse. Experience it at Sullivan's Steakhouse. SullivansSteak.com. Call 630-305-0230 for your next reservation. The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Mad Landscaping. Let them do your spring maintenance. 630-664-1612, madlandscaping.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. Ask for Mario, my buddy Mario, and you'll get the finest service. That's 877getlimo.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, napersettlement.org, and by the Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years, and they are lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at thestrahlteam.com, or you can call 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Bike Bald is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Bike Bald, they bike for a cure, a childhood cancer cure. They bike for kids with cancer. It's for the kids. 630-219-RIDE. That's 7433. BikeBald.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Divine Beauty Spa, Braid Tanning, Light Therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check them out. They're just off of Route 59, and you can call 630-585-7122 to book your next appointment. That's divinebeauty.com. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life, www.orthocenters.org, or give them a call at 630-848-6960. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Classic Designs Decorative Painting. They do faux finishes, plasters, and murals. Contact Olivia Morgan at 847-977-9799. That's MorganOlivia557@yahoo.com if you want to email her instead. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bracconi's, located in North and South Naperville. The kind of food your mama wanted you to eat, and it is delicious. They are a small business that is family-owned and operated. They won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. If you've never tried their food before, you're in for a real treat. Come visit Bracconi's North for a comfortable dining experience, and you can also see the famous Cradle Room, where they host many of their banquets. If you'd like to order a pizza or any of their delicious Italian combinations, you can call them at 630-717-9530. That's their north location. They also have a south location, and that number is 630-369-4922. That's www.bracconis.com. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. You know, it's always more fun on the Naperville trolley. You can check them out on their Facebook page, as well as contact Annette, the trolley chick, at 630-420-2223. That is 630-420-2223. The Naperville trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on internet radio and now on traditional radio 89.9. Hello to all my new listeners out there. To all my new listeners on Slam Internet Radio, I want to welcome you back. This is your second week joining the show. Thanks so much, guys, for listening in. And to everybody on Blog Talk Radio, all my listeners there that have been with me since the very beginning, hello to everybody. Thanks for listening. You know, this is the good show that I like to call it. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, the show that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until about 10:30. So thanks, everybody, for listening in, where, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. We do welcome your calls. The number to call in is 347-945-7215. Lots of good guests on today's show, and we'll get to all of them soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on internet radio and now on traditional radio 89.9 FM. Oh, my goodness, it looks like the first day of winter out there. If you're in the Chicagoland area, you know what I'm talking about. We all woke up this morning and it was snowing out. Everything was just about melted, and we were just ready to welcome spring. You know, today is the first day of spring, believe it or not. How ironic, how funny is this, that we all wake up to what looked like the first day of snowfall. So that was a nice way to start the day. Our last big hurrah, right, Beth? This is it. This is totally it, because tomorrow I think it's going to be in the 50s, I heard. At least that's what my kids were telling me this morning. They're all home from school today. They have today and tomorrow off, which is kind of cool. So finally can slow things down a little bit, and we're all just kind of going to have a PJ day over here and enjoy it. So, hey, I hope you guys are all going to enjoy your day. I know a lot of District 203 parents out there are listening, and just want to say hello to all those moms and dads I know out there and that listen every week. I appreciate it, and enjoy this snow day. Our last hurrah. Okay, if you've been listening to the show for a while, last week the mayor of Naperville came on the show, and I was just very honored and just humbled that he made a proclamation calling for tomorrow. It is March 21st. As Dolly McCarthy Day in Naperville. Can you imagine that? No, I can't imagine that. But anyway, I'm so honored and humbled by that, and I admire enough for that. But that's all happening tomorrow. And what I really want to point out, the best part about this, is that tomorrow night there's going to be a celebration, and there's so many not-for-profits that I love and would do anything for, but these four are pretty darn special to me. And it is these four nonprofits will be honored at this celebration party tomorrow night, and all of the ticket sales and raffle sales are going to go right back 100% into these four, divided between these four not-for-profits. Who are these not-for-profits? Well, let me tell you. The first one being Bike Bald, which, as I mentioned at the top of the show, they're a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and that is a charity that raises money to help children, their families with cancer. The other one is Kids Cabaret, and that is a not-for-profit in Naperville, and the woman that holds it, you know, who founded this and holds it all together is going to be one of my first guests on the show today, and we're going to talk more about Kids Cabaret in a moment. The other not-for-profit that we will be honoring tomorrow night is Naperville Cares. And Janet Derrick, the executive director of Naperville Cares, is going to be coming on the show as well. And last but not least, Operations Support Our Troops America Now, which was originally started by a Naperville mom, Deb Ricker. She's also going to be on the show today, too. So I'm so thrilled to have three out of the four not-for-profits on the show today, and we'll have Vice Bald on very soon. They'll be on every month, actually, because we're going to be highlighting, they have events every month. So we'll have Deb Mossberg on soon, if not next week, soon, though. Anyhow, we are still helping the committee sell tickets, and they're only $30, people. Most of these kind of charity events, the tickets are $100, $150, at least the ones that you know I've been inviting you to lately, you know, and they're all so deserving of every dollar. And but this we wanted to keep inexpensive so everybody can have a chance to come. The tickets are only $30, and you can get them at bikebald.com. But guess what? Today is a special day because we are giving away tickets to tomorrow night's event. All you have to do is email us at beth@thedollymccarthyshow.com, or you can give the show a call, and the number to call, like I said at the top of the hour, is 347-945-7215. And if you don't get through the call, the phone lines today, you can also send us a message on Facebook. Go to The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. You can even go to my personal page, Dolly Charlotte McCarthy, or The Dolly McCarthy. That's my page for my work page for CLT News. Go to that even. I don't mind that either. Call or email all that. Call us and or send a message on Facebook, and you can even tweet it, and we will be in touch with you. This is just a special little free giveaway we're doing for this 1 hour while we're on the air, and you don't want to miss it. Take advantage of it. And I want to do a shout-out real quick. I know Candace Hernandez is on hold waiting for us. We're going to be talking to her for a moment with Kids Cabaret. I just took out my Invisalign out of my mouth, and I'm trying to enunciate. It's a little tricky today. If you've had Invisalign or braces, you know what it's like. Well, quick shout-out to the Chicago Marriott Naperville, who this beautiful hotel that was rehabbed recently is going to be hosting the celebration tomorrow night. I want to do a shout-out to them, to thank them for all the work they're putting into this. A shout-out to Bocconi's, Bocconi's North and South, they're a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They're going to be providing amazing food tomorrow night. And last but not least, Love and Money, the band, they will be playing all kinds of wonderful music, and including, I'm going to play a song for you right now. This is the first time it's ever been played publicly. But Love and Money sent me an email last night. They had been working on a song, and if you listened last week, you heard a little tease of a song. Well, now they've finished it, and I'm going to play it. These guys, they just cracked me up. It's such a sweet song, and I can't believe they made up a song in my honor. Thank you guys so much. You are the best. I love you. Love and Money, the band. Here's the song.
Hello. Hello. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room sway while Love and Money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
Love than money. Thank you guys so much. I love this song. It's hilarious. So clever. They're going to be playing that song live tomorrow night. And Love and Money, I just can't thank you enough for you guys coming out tomorrow night and supporting these sports charities and providing all the entertainment for the party. Hey, they're going to be at Potter's 8th. They're going to be, in my opinion, kicking off summer. April 12th is going to be beautiful. Mark my words, it's going to be beautiful outside. They're going to be out in the back at Potter's in downtown Naperville. Check out their Facebook page and check out their website, loveandmoneyband.com. All right, let's move on. My first guest today is the founder and executive director of Kids Cabaret. Kids Cabaret was created as a non-audition children's theater group, and my kids have been so lucky to be a part of this, and I'm a big advocate of this non-for-profit. I love Kids Cabaret, have since the very beginning, and just so lucky my kids could be a part of it. And the wonderful founder and executive director of Kids Cabaret, Candace Hernandez. Candy, are you there?
I am here, Dolly.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, hon. Congratulations. What a cool thing for you. And that song rocks.
Isn't that hilarious?
It is. Oh, it's goodness. Like a tribute to Broadway, and then it just you take on the rest of the twist on it. It's awesome.
Too funny. It's got a little rap going on there. And
yeah, I can feel you're blushing right now.
Yeah, I am. Hello.
People are singing about you.
So
days
long.
Are being proclaimed about you. And I feel very small
now.
Being on your
it's
show, but it's very nice to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you on. Thank you so much. Hey, so let's talk about Kids Cabaret. It's a non-for-profit. And thanks for, you know, agreeing to be a part of tomorrow night. You could have
yeah.
said no.
It was the nicest surprise. I just was excited to read your proclamation that you sent me, and then I look over on the side, and Kids Cabaret's on there, and I thought, oh, how amazing is that? And that's just like you, give back. As soon as you are offered something special about you, you turn the table and make sure that other people are acknowledged on it. So I really appreciate that.
Prompting me is because exactly what you just said, you do, okay, we're having a little love fest right now, and that's good because Candace, you know, that's what you do. And that's why I remembered Kids Cabaret when they said, what charities do you want to highlight tomorrow night? And I know that there are families, you know, all over, not too many in this town, but all over you find people that are struggling, and Kids Cabaret provides, you know, I don't know if you officially have announced that. Maybe I shouldn't say.
No,
but, you
I,
know,
I
you,
think,
you do help families
I think
in need.
What you're
that
saying
like,
is, yeah, we just, this is our home. And so people come to us and ask for all kinds of support in different ways, whether it's helping their kids grow confidence and maybe not be quite so shy, whether you have a child who might struggle at school, whether they're special needs or anything. A parent comes to us and thinks maybe theater can help. And I am so believe that theater is the place where you can grow that confidence and leadership and excitement and passion and energy that we open our door. So when you open your door, you get all kinds of requests, and I'm only work harder to make sure that we can help as many people as we can in any way we can. I don't think no has ever probably crossed my lips, but I have a great team that supports us from the adults and parents that volunteer here. We're staffed by me and a couple directors and a couple kids, and after that it's volunteers, and we've grown from 18 kids in my backyard to, oh gosh, we're working with about 550 kids right now this session.
Wow.
And it is a very inclusive place that I just every day come here and feel very blessed. And so when you run your business, if that's what you want to call this, like your life, you know, you're going to meet incredible people who everybody, as you find out going through this process, everybody has something that they bring to the table. And I could talk forever about the exciting things. The theater and being on stage is one of them. Seeing kids grow and gain that confidence on stage is amazing. Watching kids volunteer their time for 12-hour days, making sure that everybody's show goes up okay, putting costumes on kids, helping with box office. I mean, we're building leaders here. These kids are going to go back to the real world, their school, their home life, and feel more confident and feel like, I always said, if you can give children the opportunity to succeed, they will.
Absolutely. And the Kids Cabaret model, and I love this, you say every child is center stage. Tell us about that model, what that means.
Well, I believe in order to build the confidence in a child, you've got to give them the platform to do that. And I feel like center stage is where that spotlight moment is. That means we're going to see your child. You're going to see you on stage singing, dancing by yourself, taking on a role. And when you do that over and over, the confidence that you give that child, your self-esteem, is something that's where that can be built. And then when they're not center stage, then they're in the chorus, which is really where they learn all the dancing and all the songs, and they help learn to support that center stage group. So the competition is really pushed away. I still expect them to work at 100%. We just really take the audition process out, which if you think in life you audition every day. And it may not be whether you get a job or not or whether you get a part or not, but you're constantly trying to put your best face forward. And if you can teach that to kids, everything they do is always at that level. I'm trying to be the best I can. And that's kind of how we teach here. Just do your best 100% at your level, and you will continue to grow and get better. So that's the center stage motto. It's something I know when I had 18 kids, being center stage was not a hard task for me to do. Having 500 kids, getting them center stage, we end up with a whole lot of shows. And so the kids always rise to the occasion, and you never would think that you could work that many kids in a show, but you can. And again, the dedication of everybody that puts their heart and soul into it. My shout-outs, Rick and Susan Love, Franca Amaro, Dee Haddad, Megan Hill's coming back for the summer. It's a
Yay,
lot of
Megan.
People. I know. Who
Yay.
Put their heart and soul into this organization.
Yeah. It
Not
sure
to
is.
Mention,
and
honestly,
so
the countless kids who are in junior high and high school, they call this their second home, that Kids Cab is their life. And because they do that, they give so much back. I have an obligation to give as much, if not more, back to them.
Oh, Candace, there is, like you said, there's so much dedication there. With all the love, as a parent of a child or children that have gone through Kids Cabaret, I have to say, first of all, I don't know how you do it, and I have been backstage for a little while to drop something off to my child, and I see the organized chaos, if you will, and I, oh
it
my
is.
God, how are they doing this? How are they keeping track of who goes out?
Yeah,
and the costumes,
it's a factory lineup of shows. One in, one out. One in, one out.
But, you know, aside from all that, that's amazing in and of itself. But what really has impressed me and as a parent is, you know, I have 5 kids, as you know, and most people don't. And each one of them is different. And I've got some that are more outgoing than others.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I was just blown away. Every production, you just blow me away. My kids blow me away at every production because I think, oh, my God, how is Caitlin up there singing by herself? She's so shy, and here she is. I don't know how you gave her the courage to get up there and sing in front of everybody, have a solo. And this child probably, if she had, you know, auditioned in a traditional theater,
right.
Probably
no.
would have never made anything, maybe the chorus. But it's so neat to see a child who is so shy have a lead role in one of the shows. And then I think the next show she was in the chorus. I mean, it kind of rotates.
Yeah, you
and
do both.
Depending on the show and all that, which I love about it because you give every child a lead role in some shape or form. It's not always like the main lead role, but it is a pretty
Well, you
key
can't
role.
Do everybody a main
oh,
role, but everybody has
it's
something.
500 kids.
Yeah,
yeah, it's something where they shine in the spotlight. And, I just, my heart was leaping. I was so excited for her because it really is, like you said, it's part of life. Sometimes you're not going to be in the center stage, but you have to be out there. And this Kiss Cabaret really gave her the confidence and that experience.
Yeah, the building blocks to that. I believe that every kid has that passion inside them. Some are born to be on stage. I mean, you know it when they're born. They're like, there she goes, and off she, you know, they go off and running. And we've had the most brilliant people on our stage, kids that are so successful now in their high school, that are getting lead roles in their high school, which is the whole point of this. You know, build your confidence here.
Some now in college are going to theater from you. I know
many.
Some kids blew me away.
One's in L.A.
And they're now in college. And so,
right?
Yeah.
One is out in L.A. Yeah. right now. One's in New York. A couple are in New York, actually, and one is heading there. I've got a couple graduates from Carthage that are planning on making this their career. If you look at my kids' resume, most of them have done 40, 50 shows in their career here. When I decided to study theater in college, I think I had 6 lead roles, and I had the confidence enough to think I could do it. I can't imagine our kids. You know, when I left Bradley and went to New York, again, another few shows, these kids have 50 shows on their resume. They have confidence, and they're really, really good. They're
really
excellent. And I think that every kid has that passion, desire inside them. I kind of treat it like they're little flowers. Some buds are much tighter, and some are fully bloomed. And if you just nurture those little buds, they will blossom, and they will be able to be that lead role like Caitlin and Rachel. I just think that they blossom.
They sure do. And it's so nice to have kids. As a parent, I can say this. So nice to have your kids around people like yourself, Candace, that have a happy voice. You want them to be surrounded by positive people, meaning you give them direction, and sometimes you're firm with them because, you know, it's not easy when I drop off 4 kids at your house, at your kids' cabaret, and you've got zillions of others there, but they respect you and they listen. But I always see you having a good time. You're always laughing and having a good time, and it's as a parent, you want your children around someone like you, and I'm lucky that my
nice.
Kids grew up
Thank
around
you so
you,
much.
Really, and you ought to know that. You have more than a dozen productions a year. I think there's more than that, right? There's more than that.
Well, we do about 15 shows and about 500 different, 500 times you see the show on stage. And we have Center Stage Theater for the last 4 years that we do all of our shows at, instead of, renting space. Now we've built our own theater. And if you haven't been to Center Stage Theater, it's a remarkable place where Kids Cabaret performs, and other theater groups in the area come and use that space as well, which is an honor. I mean, we're able to open up our house to other theater groups and continue that that message of just bringing live theater to Naperville.
Yeah, it really is a very beautiful theater, and you said, and I remember you telling me that a lot of the things in there, the chairs were donated by the American Girl
Everything's
theater,
donated or? Here. My partner and I drove to Kentucky and got the red velvet curtains, and we had to even take them down out of the hills of Kentucky. The chairs were donated from the old dollar show that is now Hollywood Palms, but that dollar show, Nova 8, I think it was called. We got all our chairs from that, that sounds easy. The easy part is donating it. I think they were going to throw them away. The hard part is our parents basically carried those chairs over here, cleaned them. You can imagine the gum on them. Cleaned them, and I mean just everything, the labor of love that it has taken Kids Cabaret to get to where we are. From that, we actually were the little seed that was planted 12 years ago, and we've nurtured it and cared for it. And all the parents have participated in watching it grow and helped it grow by their donations, by their time, and their support in putting their kids through our program over and over. That is why
because they
we're
believe
here.
In you. They believe in you. They believe in your mission. They believe in everything you've done. And we've seen it. The proof is in the pudding. We've seen it, folks. Hey, if you don't have any kids to put in Kids Cabaret, you can certainly come to these productions.
Come to see the shows.
I couldn't see
anybody else but Kids Cab.
They are so fun, so good, and hilarious. So, Janice, shoot out, like, your website, Facebook, all that stuff for people that are listening want to know more about Kids Cabaret. Also, it is a not-for-profit, folks, and we are going to be supporting it once again tomorrow night at the Dolly Day Celebration. Okay, it's hard for me to say that without blush.
Shout it to the rooftop.
Night.
Look what you're doing with it. You're doing such good work with that. So shout it to the rooftop. You should be very proud. You've worked really hard to get there. But
well,
if you want me to say,
Kids
Cab's website is, and this
Cab,
is where
yeah.
it gets weird because I spell it weird, KIDZKABARET, kidscabaret.com. Or you could call me. I'm sitting here. I got to go vacuum the theater right now for the show tonight for Little Mermaid. But I'm at 630-355-9212. Or you could like us on Facebook.
Absolutely. All right. Well, have a great – break a leg tonight to the whole
yeah,
camp.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you, Dolly.
It's
bye-bye.
Cabaret.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. We are moving along here. I'm trying to pick up the phone to get a hold of my buddy, Dan Lepold, who is the director of First Command Financial. Hey, Dan, are you there? Good morning. Dan? Oops, the call dropped. Oh, Dan, if you can hear me, call back. Sorry, Dan. I hope I didn't accidentally hang up on him, Beth. Oops. Okay, quick announcements while we're waiting for Dan to call back. You know, we've got a few here. Napier Settlement, who's the sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, I want to tell you about Wednesday Walking Club. They have this Wednesday Walking Club starting on April 2nd. There's one on the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. Is that every Wednesday in April? Looks like it. And that is from 8 to 9, and it's free, folks, so you can get fit the old-fashioned way when it comes to outdoor activities. There's no better way than an active stroll around the beautiful 12-acre Napier Settlement Museum campus. So check in at the Preemption House Visitor Center, then log your minutes, not your miles. Registration is required for this free drop-in program, and you can earn reward tickets to Napier Settlement programs and events. So check out NapierSettlement.org for more information on that. I think I got Dan Lepold back on the line. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello? Hi, Dan.
Can you hear me?
You're on the
Dolly
McCarthy Show.
Hey,
I can hear you. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Lepold is the director of First Command Financial Services, one of the sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We'd like to have you on because, like I said before, you know, We all need help, Dan, financially. We need help to figure this all out. It's not an easy thing. And what are we going to talk about today? What's your topic today?
I was just going to talk about just kind of in general about financial planning and, you know, some surveys that are out there and what we offer and, you know, where to get education. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Sounds good. And I see you're calling from an out-of-area number. Where are you traveling to today?
It's actually my cell phone because, you know, but I'm back in the area. So I was in Orlando last week. And, yes.
You're all over the
place. I was teaching last week. I was all over the place, but I'm back in Chicago this week.
You always are. Mr. Jet.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about some financial, I think you said comprehensive financial assessments.
What we do is an assessment. So we, you know, look at you and ask you what your goals are and see what your financial goals are and see if they're congruent with what you're doing today. And so we do it as an assessment, basically talking about the things you're doing well and then areas of concern when it comes to your cash flow, your debt management, your tax planning, investment management, risk management, and estate planning. So we look at the overall picture of it. So looking at the entire picture in conjunction with what your goals are today. And so, you know, they were doing a survey that said that, and I was just reading it, was a TIA CREF survey, and they were talking about that more people plan for their vacations, what restaurant they're going to go to, a flat screen TV or tablet, you know, than planning for their IRA investments. And then they go on further saying that 45% of all those people don't even understand what an IRA is and what a difference between an IRA and an employer-sponsored plan. So what we do is basically look at just try to educate people when they come in doing this assessment and try to get them on the right track. You know, if you look at our education system, you know, from grammar school, high school, college, graduate school, they don't talk about personal finance. And you can read books and watch TV programs, but it's hard to ask those places questions. So, you know, ours is interactive to kind of get people on the right track.
Now, you're offering Bell and McCarthy Show listeners a free comprehensive financial assessment. How do
Correct.
They get that?
So they could give us a call here at our office here at Naperville, 630-756-0193. That's the best way to get a hold of us. Again, 630-756-0193. And then we can, you know, we ask you to bring your tax return, investment statements, and we can go through that. You know, so right now, people are probably getting ready to file their taxes. They'll do their tax planning on April 14th, you know, the day before April 15th, right? So they're already gathering all those documents. Right? I mean, most people scramble
around.
Honey,
we got 4 hours. Hurry.
Right?
Where is that? Where are those?
You know, there's a line at the post office, right, dropping it off so you get that midnight, you know, hey, I submitted it, you know. Or they're doing it electronically, but everything's at the last moment.
Yes, this is when you owe money. You want to keep the money in your bank account to the very last day that you need to.
That's true.
Listeners can get a free comprehensive financial assessment from First Command Financial Services, Dan LePold, or Adam Parks. He's been on the show, too, in the past. You may have heard him. We can call them, or you can go to their – do you have a Facebook page, Dan? Yeah, you can.
We have our website, so they can go to NapervilleFirstCommand.com. Yep.
NapervilleFirstCommand.com. Go to their website.
Yep.
Is there a way they can message you on there?
Yep. There's the place to, you know, ask if they'd like to come in for an assessment or, you know, ask for more information.
Okay.
So if they just go there, they'll find those buttons on there.
All right.
Best way to do that.
Well, Dan, what kind of food did you have last week? Did you say you were in Florida?
Yeah, I was in Florida, Orlando. So let's see. I had
good food. You had
seafood,
probably.
But really, it was the sun. You know, having the tan, and I mean, I come back to this. Today's the first day of spring, and then it's, you know, wake up and it's snowing. My daughter runs in the room.
Yeah.
And goes, Dan, they look outside. It's snowing. I'm like, come on. No way.
Now, what do
yep.
your kids say about all this? What do they say? Are they excited to see the snow falling, or are they like us, grown-ups? Okay, we're done. We're ready to move on here.
Done. It's finally over. Yeah. I just, you know, I was, you know, yeah, I'm done. She's done. We had, actually, we had our first, you know, I had a team meeting because I'm coaching on a softball team this year for my daughter, and so I had a coaches meeting earlier this week, so she was excited to start playing softball. You know, and the weather reports say it was supposed to be warm today and tomorrow, and then we'd wake up to this. Very painful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like the first snowfall today. Well, Dan,
yeah.
Enjoy your last sled ride. Okay?
Oh,
tomorrow
you.
It's going to all melt. And Dan travels a lot. And if you've been listening to the show and you've heard before, I always ask him, where are you, Dan? It's so funny. It's the Italian in me, I guess. So I'm always asking, what did you eat? Maybe I'm a little jealous. He was in Philly and you had those Philly steaks.
Yes.
At those restaurants that were right across the street from each other. That was hilarious. So, anyway, well, Dan, always good to talk to you. Thanks for stopping in this week. Say hello to Adam
Perfect.
For us.
I will
That's
definitely
Dan
do
LePold.
That.
Okay, have a good one, and I hope to see you tomorrow night.
Yep, definitely. I will see you.
Okay, Dan LePold,
All right.
is director now. Of – Bye, Dan, from First Command Financial.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks to everybody listening to the show. We are at our halfway point, and I'm excited to have on now at this point another not-for-profit that I admire and hold dear to my heart, Naperville Cares. Janet Derrick is the executive director. She joins us now. Good morning, Janet.
Morning, Dolly. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I don't disagree this morning about the snow. If it was November, it would be fine. This morning, it was a little over the top.
Well, like I said, 50 degrees tomorrow.
Hopefully.
So it's okay. We'll deal with that, really, hopefully. But then maybe Saturday, we'll have a snowstorm.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Tom Skilling, help us out. All right. Well, Naperville Cares is celebrating their 15th year of service to the community in Naperville and in September this year. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes, that's correct.
Well, congratulations. They help local families in financial crisis meet their essential needs by providing emergency financial support and services. And Janet is the executive director. How long have you been the executive director?
I've been the on staff here for executive director for 5 years, but I've actually been with the agency for 12, starting as a volunteer back in 2002. So I've been here most of our 15-year history. I can't believe it.
Wow. Wow. That is quite a legacy you have there, Jan. Well, let's talk about neighborhoods. Now, let me just mention really quickly, too, Dolly McCarthy Day tomorrow night, we're having that celebration, and Naperville Cares is one of four beneficiaries of, they're going to be getting 100% of all the ticket sale price and all the raffles that are, we have some fabulous raffles tomorrow night that the committee has put together, and I'm so grateful to them for doing this. I feel a little funny about having a celebration in my honor, but you know what, if it's for these four charities, I'm all for it because they are so deserving. And with the funding and the state being cut, and we got to pull from what we can. So
we appreciate that. Well, you deserve the recognition, and we certainly appreciate that you named us as one of your charities, which is great.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anybody, there's so many people in this town that are so deserving of it. But I guess people keep telling me, Dolly, just accept it. Stop saying that.
Exactly.
I accept it. This feels a little funny, but if I could, we could all, like you said, we could all do some good in some small way, then I'm all for it. So, okay, so Naperville Cares, when people are finding themselves in a financial crisis and they're like, who do I call? Mm-hmm. Would you be one of the first phone calls they make? Can you help them?
Navigate
a little bit?
Absolutely. We have been serving the community for, like you said, almost 15 years. And really, CARES started when, a group of concerned citizens and got together and wanted to know what was happening. This was back in 1998. And so they wanted to really look at the community and see what was happening. And they found that there was a lot of good work being done in the community, but there was no coordination of the services. So CARES is really the first call people should make if they're experiencing, they realize, oh, my goodness, I can't pay my rent or my lights just got turned off. The city actually refers people when they have problems paying their bill, they refer them over here. And then we do a very detailed application, and we have a detailed application and documentation process. So and when we find a need, we basically, the money we receive and pay out, we can actually leverage with other money from either a government program or perhaps congregations, the many congregations we work with, because they know we do have such a detailed process so that if we're referring a client, they know they've been discerned. Really when people donate to us, it's almost like their money can get almost doubled in the community because of this leveraging that we can do because of this, over 15 years we've developed such a strong process.
Yeah, and when you mean by leveraging, you can call, like you did mention, their local churches, and they can partner with you on helping these families or individuals.
Right, correct. Because the congregations work in many different ways, and we work with them in many different ways. They're very supportive of our mission, and they have terrific volunteers that work there. But as a community, there are limited resources. So our goal here is not to deny assistance, but to make sure that we're using the limited resources that we all have to the best that we can, so we maximize the use of those resources to get the most sort of, bang for our buck and help people, through this sort of short-term crisis. Mm-hmm. And, the other thing we do is during our process, we do put out referrals. So there might be some underlying situations that are causing people not to be able to pay their bills. So we will connect them with any kind of program that will help them reduce their out-of-pocket expenses, like, the Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry, or increase their income. So connect them to, like, the Community Career Center or any of the other job programs, the St. Thomas St. Thomas Job Ministries is a fabulous program, as is the Community Career Center. So any kind of program that help them maybe elevate their job situation. So mm-hmm. Anything, again, to reduce out-of-pocket expenses or increase their income so that, this crisis won't continue.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know CARES also has a car program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we take two things. We receive donated vehicles from members of the community, and then we pay to repair those vehicles to get them roadworthy, to give them to somebody who doesn't have a vehicle at all and needs to get to their job. So, or would they have a car that's just about on their last leg, so we will provide them with a vehicle. That program is actually all DuPage County. We also repair client-owned vehicles for the pretty much the working poor who can't afford this sort of, you know, $800 car repair. And again, we work with, throughout DuPage County, we work with a number of agencies that send clients our way. We have terrific partnerships. One of our best partnerships is with 360 Youth Services. They have a terrific transitional housing program for youth, and you know, they have goals, though. They have to be working, going to school. So we've been able to, in the last year, I think we supplied three vehicles to three of their clients and repaired a client, one of their clients' cars. The poor kid drove through a stop sign because his brakes failed, so we were able to fix that car fairly quickly. So, because
wow.
as you mentioned, there's so many great agencies here, and, you know, with different people having different issues in their lives, you know, we're kind of a piece of that puzzle maybe to help them, you know, go towards self-sufficiency.
Yeah. And you being the executive director the last 5 years and being a part of it for the last, well, dozen years or so,
yeah.
You know, it really helps. You're a part of this community. You kind of know. You know these agencies, the other ones that are out there. And so you are a great resource. If they start with Naperville Cares, you can really help them navigate around the community because there are so much – there's so many groups in this community that help. And some people are not even aware of it. I had someone – email me last week and said, do you know anybody could help me? My car won't start. I have no way of, you know, I don't belong to AAA. I just need help. And I said,
right.
How they provoke cares? You know, start
right.
having, they need to get to work.
Right.
And
right.
they didn't have any money to get any help.
Right.
So they didn't even know you were out there after all these years, believe it or not. But it's nice that you all work together and for one good cause, helping families in crisis and individuals. You know what you have? Okay, so it's two events coming up where you can support Naperville Cares. The Dolly McCarthy Day tomorrow, we're having a celebration tomorrow night, and I mentioned this several times already. I'm not going to say it again. It makes me blush. We're going to be supporting 100% of the ticket sales and raffle sales will go directly to Naperville Cares, Kids Cabaret, Operation Support Our Troops, and Bright Falls. So you can be a part of that. If you can't make tomorrow night's event, we'll still take your donation. And you know, Janet Derrick's on the line, the money's going to go to such a great cause. And you also have, Naperville Cares has their 11th annual Cuisine for a Cause. That's Saturday, April 26th. Janet, tell us quickly about that. I got two more callers waiting to come on the
yeah,
line.
Right.
I want to make sure we get your information
right.
out there.
Right. So real quick, it's basically the largest cocktail party in Naperville. It is a very fun event. It's at a new location at Navistar. They've been terrific hosts. It is from 6:30 to 10 on Saturday, April 26th. So basically, it's a taste of Naperville. We have over 25 restaurants and beer and wine tastings. So we'd love to have everyone out there. It is a very fun event.
It's very fun, lively. It's a really good time, and I hope to get there. I hope to get there.
We'd love to have
and
you.
See you all there. So Naperville Cares, Janet Derrick, the executive director. Thanks so much, Janet, for being on the show, and thanks for all you do in this community and your enthusiasm.
Thanks, Dolly. Well, thanks for having me today on your show.
Okay.
And good luck
right.
tomorrow. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Operation Support Our Troops America. You know, I've always said this on this show. We have to take care of our military, our veterans. And this woman started doing this before it became, quote, unquote, popular in America. She was a Naperville mom, and she started this Operation Support Our Troops Naperville, I think it started out as, and then it was Illinois, and now it's America. Deb Rickard is on the line with us today. So happy to have you back on the show, Deb.
Hi, how are you today? The first day of
I'm
spring,
doing
yay.
Yay, we're going to have a snowball fight later.
Right, exactly.
Well, thanks for calling into the show, and I'm so excited that tomorrow night will benefit Operation Support Our Troops. Deb, you do so much for the troops. Let's first give all the listeners out there who have never heard of this, Operation Support Our Troops, which I can't imagine, but there are some up there. Let's kind of give us an overview of what it's all about.
Sure. Well, you know, we started out, 11 years ago, when my own son, in the wake of September 11th, joined the military. And, you know, just became suddenly overnight a military family, like so many. It wasn't really something that we saw coming. But when my own son and so many young, you know, Naperville has such a strong base of military and patriotism. And so there were so many young men and women in our community that put their hand up and said, send me. And so as a parent and looking around and seeing that, I thought, well, there has to be something I can do, you know, to support. And so I started this little effort along with a couple of other moms of sending care, what we call care packages, but a lot more, we now call them care and comfort packages because we put a lot more than, you know, when you say care package, you think brownies, but lots of stuff in for the troops that were serving in austere conditions. And so that program continues. To date, we've sent 2 million pounds of items to troops all over the world, military that are serving away from home, and especially with cuts, you know, budget cuts, people, the general public thinks, you know, we're out of Iraq, we're out of Afghanistan, and we're not really a country at war anymore. But the reality is we still have tens of thousands of troops in Afghanistan and military serving in 180 countries around the world. So yeah, we continue with that program, but also have since then developed programs for families of active duty, support for our returning veterans, helping them to get jobs, to reintegrate back into the community. We're particularly interested and supportive of the development of better treatment for post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury, which are the signature injuries of the wars. You know, we have a military suicide rate of 22 a day. So that is something that we just feel, you know, is unacceptable, and every citizen should be concerned and outraged by that statistic. So, and programs for families of the fallen, our Leap of Faith seminar is something that I'm particularly fond of.
Yes, absolutely. I love how you're committed to letting all of our military and veterans that we have not forgotten. And
yeah,
the way that, you know, everyday men and women can be a part of it, if they're not spearheading operations for our troops or groups like your own, Deb, they can contribute. And money talks, money makes it happen, and every dollar counts. Does Operation Support Our Troops get any grant money from the state or the government, any support like that? It's all based on volunteers.
We don't. We some years ago, we put in for a grant. We received it, but I got to tell you, it was so much work and red tape that we just made a decision. And partly because of that, but mainly because we felt like this needed to be a, you know, privately supported effort. This was an opportunity for every citizen to be invested. It's really a little disheartening. I have two sons on active duty, and, you know, they continue to deploy. And, you know, 99% of our citizenry know nothing about that and are very uninvested in that. And I always say it should be personal to everybody. If my son's going off to war, it's not just my son. It's, you know, America's sons and daughters, and we should all be invested. And, yeah, there's a lot of other things to think about and things to worry about, but guess what? Military families worry about all those same things and their loved one in harm's way. So, you know, we worry about the economy. We worry about jobs and all of those same things. And then we add that layer of, you know, our loved one who's serving far away from home and in dangerous places. So so a big part of what we do is try to keep awareness, you know, out there to the public about where our troops are and what their needs are and what our returning veterans are struggling with. Mm-hmm.
Where are your sons now, Deb? Are they...
Both of them are stateside now, yeah. And then, you know, my one son, I don't always know where he goes. He's in a branch that doesn't allow me to know stuff. So, you know, that as many are, you know, many
as a mother, I don't know how you sleep at night. I don't know. Are you getting any sleep?
Not a lot. But they are both coming home on leave in the next couple weeks, so we're excited to to get some time with them. And
Let them know that we thank them so much for their service.
Thank
and
you
for all that you are doing, Deb, for our military, active military, and the veterans. Like you mentioned, the statistics about suicide. We've talked about this on the show, and post-traumatic stress, it's just there's so much that we have to deal with even after when they come home. That groups like yours are just treasures, and we want to support you. Now, you can support Operation Support Our Troops America with dollars tomorrow night. But there's a couple of things. Deb is in need of volunteers. Don't you have a big event you put on every summer, Rocking for the Troops?
We do, Rocking for the Troops.
And I'm sure you need volunteers for that.
Oh, yeah, we do. Rocking for the Troops is July 19th. Gary Sinise, who's, you know, just such an American, talk about American treasures. I mean, Gary Sinise is iconic when we start talking about patriotism.
AKA Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, yeah, exactly.
Lieutenant
so
Dan.
Gary and his band are back this year. We have a great lineup. We have a partnership with the All-Veteran Group, which is the parachute team that basically is led and consists of all retired U.S. Army Golden Knights, and so they're going to jump into the event, and it's just going to be a great day. And in addition to funding our programs, those proceeds of that event, you know, and like your event tomorrow night, those proceeds fund our strategic partners, so our other groups that are doing good work that we are in partnership, and we sort of dovetail our efforts. Because, like your previous caller said, you know, the resources, nonprofits have had to become better and better at sharing resources and working together so that, you know, the limited amount that's there, we can maximize. And so so when you buy a $25 ticket for Rocking for the Troops, you're not only helping Operation Support Our Troops, all the other organizations that we're in partnership with.
Fantastic. Deb Rickard, President and CEO of Operation Support Our Troops America. Deb, thanks so much for calling into the show. And
thanks for having me.
I'm
excited to see how your event goes.
Yeah, I can't
wait
to have them bring you over a big fat check. Thanks
nice.
For all you do.
All right.
Okay, we'll
thank
talk
you.
Soon.
Have a good day.
And I will have you back on in July, hopefully with Gary Sinise on the show promoting Rocking for
Perfect.
The Troops again. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
sounds
again.
Good. Thanks. Bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This is the Dolly McCarthy Show on Blog Talk Radio and on Slam Internet Radio, as well as now on 89.9 FM in Chicago, my favorite town where I grew up. Couple announcements. We are getting near the end of the show. Stars on Ice is coming to our area. They'll be at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont on Saturday, May 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now. Merle Davis and Charlie White, returning from the Olympic Winter Games in Sochi, Russia, they are going to be on the ice dancing around, showing off their gold medal. So you can get tickets now. There'll be a ton of other guests. Gracie Gold, the 2014 U.S. champion, will be there. The 2014 U.S. silver medalist, Jason Brown, will be there. He's from Highland Park, guys. He's a local guy. So this is going to be a really special Stars on Ice. Check it out. Tickets on sale now at the Allstate Arena. And you can go to www.starsonice.com for tickets, which are $25, or Ticketmaster.com, or the Allstate Arena box office at select locations, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. That's 1-800-745-3000, Stars on Ice. You know, I loved when I was a kid, it was called the Ice Capades, and Dorothy Hamill, gosh, am I dating myself? I was very, very young. I was almost in a baby seat, okay? I was really young. Yeah, you were in there, Beth, saying I'm old, and I was older. It was Ice Capades, it's Dorothy Hamill. Do you know, anybody know who that is? She was she was the U.S. gold Olympian champion back in the day. And that's all I'm going to say. But I love Stars on Ice. I'm going to that. My kids want to go see it, so I'm going to take them to see that. Okay, the Dolly McCarthy Show is partnering with Kankakee Valley Park District. They're putting out their second annual barbecue festival, and that will be July 10th through the 12th. I'm telling you now about it, folks, because summer is just around the corner. It may not look like it in Chicagoland, but it is going to be here before you know it. And a lot of families I know book their camping trips and their trips to Kentucky to visit family or wherever you're going to go. So put this on the calendar so you are in town to get to the Kankakee Valley Barbecue Festival. They're going to have a barbecue competition there. They'll be judging on Friday night. There'll be an award ceremony. The best part is all the barbecue food. There's pork, chicken, beef, and sauce. There'll be some meat donations. I would imagine many meat donations by the Texas Roadhouse. And Burkott Supermarket. Entertainment is going to be on this world. We're going to have a few of those entertainers on the Dolly McCarthy Show, including Vanilla Ice. Baby. 38 Special. Jim Peterick, he was on the show a couple weeks ago, wishing me a happy one-year anniversary of this show. I'm so excited to meet Dustin Lynch, John Party. They're going to be on the show, too. Hustle Dunn. And much more. It's going to be a blast. You don't want to miss it. July 10th through the 12th, the Kankakee Barbecue Festival. And a couple more things. NIU, my alma mater, Go Huskies, is going to have a concert tonight for Brett Eldridge. Who else is there? Oh, my God, I'm drawing blanks. You know what your job description is? You're supposed to have everything on hand for me. Did I want to say Dustin? No, I'm sorry. It's Billy Corrington. Hello. I'm thinking of Kankakee Barbecue Festival. But tonight at NIU Convocation Center, there are tickets still available for Brett Eldridge, Chase Rice, and Billy Corrington. Great country music. You know I love country, everybody. And you can get your tickets still for that. I'm trying to play some music here. I was trying to have a cool segue. Just didn't work out.
Up under the skin of my boots, going on 35.
That's Luke Bryan, and I'm not getting any money to promote this, but he's one of my favorite country singers. He's going to be in Chicago at Soldier Field. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I love his music, so we're going to play it a little bit because I know you all love it too. I want to make everybody a country fan out there, even though I'm still a rocker at heart. Okay, finally, before we get to my pal Michelle Lynn Gust with some good inspiration today, I got to tell you about the DuPage Children's Museum. They are going to have their annual benefits ball on Saturday, April 12th at the Chicago Marriott in Naperville. Hey, I'm going to be there tomorrow night. Love that hotel. They do so much in the community. It's a black tie optional benefit with live entertainment, silent and live auction, and special honorees. The theme of this benefit ball at the DuPage Children's Museum is setting the stage for innovation. Scott Swanson is the president of PNC Bank Illinois, and he will serve as the honorary chair. Judy Sue from ABC 7 News anchor will be the MC, and if she can't make it, I will be happy to step in. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, and the event starts at 5:30. Cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and a silent auction. All the benefits, all the proceeds benefit DuPage Children's Museum. If you've never been to Naperville, if you plan on making your first trip to Naperville, that is one stop to make. It is a fantastic museum. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids, and check out the DuPage Children's Museum. I think their website is DuPageChildrensMuseum.org for more information. Yeah, I was right. DuPageChildrensMuseum.org. Yep. Hey, everybody. It's back. We're back. I didn't mean, I kind of meant to do like a gradual stop to that song. Y'all know how good I am on my board here. Michelle and Gust, are you there?
Good morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I just cut you off? Are you there, Michelle?
I'm here. Good morning.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to get better on this board. Over the summer, that's my priority. Get better on the radio board here. Hey. So Michelle is going to talk about why is juggling our physical, emotional, and spiritual selves so important on the balance beam of life? Oh, my goodness. There's a lot there, Michelle. Help us out here.
There is.
In our good
but I want to say is I just saw that today is the International Day of Happiness.
Wait, really?
So I just, yeah.
Be happy.
And the United Nations actually came up with this. So I wanted to let everybody know, because I think that's really important to know, that just keep that in the back of your mind as you're going through the day today and something makes you mad. Today is the International Day of Happiness, so you should be happy and grateful.
Yeah, so make sure you tell everybody you see on the street, too. Hey,
exactly.
Be happy today.
Exactly.
Who did you say declared that day, proclaimed today International Day of Happiness?
The United Nations.
Well,
it's pretty big.
United Nations says it, then by golly, it must be.
Well, there's always a lot of good, no matter what's happening. So just kind of picture, I'm thinking of everybody having those yellow smiley faces on their heads today.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're frowning.
Hey, post those smiley faces on your Facebook page. Just post a smile, would y'all? Just post a smile. We'll see it. And
great, great.
We'll make someone smile. All right, so the topic today.
So the topic today, like you said, we are talking about juggling our physical, emotional, spiritual selves on the balance beam of life. And the reality is that life is a balance beam. We are constantly trying to keep everything in play. And I think of also as a mobile. And what happens is those three pieces make up the pie that make up who we are in many, that sense of who we are, not just, you know, talking about in terms of what keeps us going and what keeps us, again, balanced. I think of it like a mobile. And you have to have everything balanced, because if you don't, the mobile is going to turn one way or the other, and it's going to be off. And so if you want to stay on the balance beam, you need to make sure you juggle all three. And what happens is that if you neglect a piece, and all of us can think about our spiritual, emotional, physical selves and immediately think, oh, my gosh, I'm neglecting one of those. Maybe I'm neglecting two of those. And you know that your life is out of whack because of that. And particularly women, it's really hard because we put everybody in front of us. And the reality is we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves first, because we're not good for anybody if we don't. So the first thing you have to do is make some time for each. And I know that's probably freaking some people out, going, I don't have any more time. My day is solid. But you have to find a few minutes every day. And there's a way to integrate things into your life. It's a little more, I think it's easier, I believe it's easier than people think it is. The physical piece, that could just be going for a walk. Now, I didn't realize that all of you had snow again, but the weather does look like it's been a little better, and you've had a couple sunny days in the Midwest. And getting out for a walk, that is a physical, that's a way of taking care of yourself physically. And then you know what? That also could be a way of taking care of yourself emotionally, because you're taking time for yourself. Some other things, emotional, just is, like I said, it could be taking time for yourself. It could be sitting in the bathtub, reading a magazine, spending some time every night reading a book. But it could also be going out with a friend or doing some journaling or just spending time with people. Do the things that you need to keep your head clear. And again, these all work together. That's why they're a pie. And the third one is probably, I believe, is the one that people most often neglect, is the spiritual piece. And that is probably the easiest one to integrate into your life, because you can say a prayer or do some sort of meditation anytime. You could do that when you're in the morning. You could do that at night. You could do that. You could say a prayer in the car, do some sort of meditation while you're driving. There's so many different ways that you can do that. So really what this is about is being happier in the long run, because if you spend a little bit of time on each of these daily, you'll find that you'll start to feel a difference, that you're more balanced, and you'll be juggling better on that balance beam. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take a bath today. I'm going to start with a bath. And then I'll do a walk in the snow. And I'm going to stay positive about the snow. Fantastic.
And you can could do a meditation or a prayer while you're walking on the snow or in the bathtub. So, you know, you can combine these together.
You can juggle. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's why juggling is a good thing. If you can't juggle balls, you can juggle your emotional, physical, and spiritual selves. We can do that. Says Michelle. I'm not kidding.
Exactly.
I'm not goofing around. It's the truth.
No, I know you're not.
It was great. I love your tips, Michelle, and you can find out more
about Michelle and get inspired by her by checking out her website, inspiredbymichelle.com. Thanks again, my friend. I love your messages every week.
You're welcome, and I hope you enjoy the heck out of your day on Saturday.
Well, thanks so much. I am going to have a good time. That's Friday, actually. I wish
you
were
Friday?
In town.
Oh, Friday? Yes. See, that's why I don't know, because I'm not there.
How is the weather in Albuquerque today?
It is. It's in the 40s. We are on our way to almost 70. I'll be going to the driving range this afternoon. That will be a. That's actually my physical, emotional, and spiritual care for the day.
Oh my gosh! And for me, it would be a very frustrating part of my day. I have lost my swing.
Well,
I used to have such an awesome swing, but I don't know what happened to it. I'm going to try again this summer, though.
Well, I tell you, going out, I think that's taking time for myself. It's something physical. And I get frustrated out there, but it's just knowing that I'm outside and I need that. And that just makes a huge difference for me, just to go out and drive somewhere and be out in the sun. And, you know, even though I get frustrated when I'm not very good hitting the ball, but I know eventually I'm going to get better.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Well, I'll take a few holes on a golf course over the snow we have, so I probably wouldn't get as frustrated as I usually would in the summertime, but I guess we all got to look at it. It's all perspective, right, Michelle? It's all perspective.
That's right. It's the International Day of Happiness.
All right. We'll remember that. Thanks so much, Michelle. InspiredByMichelle.com, everybody. Check her out.
Thanks, Dolly.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Hey, you know what? It's almost time to say goodbye. I want to tell you I've had a great time on the show today, and I apologize to the dozens of listeners that tried to call in and win tickets for tomorrow night's big celebration. Just hang in there. We'll get to you. But you can also send a message on my Facebook page. If you haven't liked it already, check out The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Like it, please. Share it on your page. We do nothing but spread good news on this show. If you have ideas for the show, you've got an not-for-profit, or you know someone remarkable that has a great story to tell, please get in touch with us. We love your ideas. Keep them coming. And thanks so much, everybody, for tomorrow, Dolly McCarthy Day in Naperville. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Thanks to my producer, Beth Rivard, who has been helping out with the volunteers that have tried to put together this celebration tomorrow night. I know they won't let me get involved with it other than they said, yeah, go ahead and promote the event, and especially with the non-for-profits, I wanted to have them on the show to highlight them, and please do support them. If you can't make it out tomorrow night, please go to bikeball.com and go to, I think at the top of the page says Dolly Day. Click on there, and you can purchase tickets for tomorrow night's event. And all of that, 100%, goes right to the not-for-profits, okay? So just look at it, $30 divided four ways. What is it, like $7.80 per not-for-profit you're giving? $7.80, is that right, about, Beth? I don't have a calculator in front of me. Going to each of those not-for-profits, that's a great way to spend $30 doing something good for these great organizations, as not-for-profits. So, but if you can make it out, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet you. Thank you very much, Naperville, City of Naperville, Mayor Pradel, for proclaiming March 21st, Dolly McCarthy Day in Naperville. I am, as I said before, so honored, humbled by this proclamation, and I'm really looking forward to celebrating tomorrow night and making some good happen. It all happens, it all starts here on The Good Show, Dolly McCarthy Show. And on that note, time to end it on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And once again, please like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Your message is coming. We will give out free tickets for tomorrow night's event. Just send us a message on Facebook or tweet about us or email Beth@thedollymccarthyshow.com. Or send me a message on my Facebook page as well. That's always good, too. Appreciate everybody. Thank you so much for everything. It's been a great year. This is our 52nd show, and we'll see you number 53 next week. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I hit the wrong button.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And one more time, I'm going to play Love and Money song. Thanks so much, Love and Money, for the Hello Dolly song. Can't wait to hear it live tomorrow night. Come on out, everybody, and hear Love and Money.
Hello, Dolly. I said hello. What's up, girl? She's breaking the news. I said hello. Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swing while Love and Money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
It's International Happy Day. Make it the best day of your life. Said I. Everybody, be positive and be good to each other. Be good, everybody.
I feel good. I knew I wouldn't. I feel.